In the Baruch HaShiva Shifteinu, where we ask for the restoration of our judges, there's the advice. We say an important line. It's actually easy to skip over. Where we ask Hashem to remove any sadness and anguish from us. At this point, the Tzemach Tzedek says a person should really daven for happiness, simcha shal mitzvah. The Pri Tzadik says that this Yetzahara of sadness, of depression, of thinking, what am I worth? What are my actions worth? What's my Torah worth? What are my mitzvahs really worth? Do they really count? Have they achieved anything? This is a Yetzahara that can affect even the greatest Talmud Chacham, even the biggest Tzadik. The Yetzahara can get right in there and say, you're not as great as you think you are. You're no good at all. The Yetzahara will have the person identify themselves with their own shortcomings. And in that way, they're living in a place of yoga and vanacha, and they're unable to achieve the heights that were really destined for them. They're unable to fulfill their potential because they themselves have stopped themselves short. They've sold themselves short because they listened to the Yetzirah. And this is something we need to think about. Yes, we have to be painfully aware of our own shortcomings, but on the other hand, we can't let them hold us back. That's Amalek. That's a Shekar Chabaderech. Amalek. Not just happened upon us on the way. Amalek cools us down. Cools the passions of Avodas Hashem. Says, you're not so great anyway. That's Rishis Goyim Amalek trying to curb the ability of Klal Yisrael to have an impact on this world. What else does it mean? V'hasim emen yogam v'anacha. The Beis Yosef says, yes, it's been really, really tough for us in Golus. Klal Yisrael, we've been Golus for a very long time. And there are people that want to claim, Hashem's abandoned you. Hashem switched you for another nation. Klal Yisrael, you've been rejected. V'hasem imenu yogam v'anacha, says the Beis Yosef, is on a national level. We should never think that Hashem rejected us. We should never think that Hashem has switched us for another people. Rather, we continue to work on our relationship with Hashem. We're mamlich Hashem over ourselves. We proclaim Him as King. Every time we say that, we're reaffirming our relationship with Hashem. So this Yagam V'Anacha essentially is the way that the non-Jews taunt us. Whether it's theologically, whether it's in the street, you Jews, give up. Your God rejected you. Therefore, we scream out, Umloich Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha. Takes us back to a Rosh Hashanah type of energy, of begging Hashem to rule alone and supreme over the world. That no one should make any mistakes about it. Klal Yisrael is still the Am HaNivchar. We're the bearers of Hashem's message in the world. Yes, we've been sent into Golus as a way of fixing up, rectifying that which went so badly wrong when we were home in Eretz Yisrael. But we were sent here for a mission, for a purpose, to fix up that which we really destroyed and corrupted. We weren't damned for eternal wandering forever. Absolutely not. We're here, we have a mission, we have a purpose, to be misakin, to perfect ourselves, to perfect Klal Yisrael, ultimately the world. That's why we were sent into Golus. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to those that say, Klal Yisrael, you've been rejected. Don't listen to the Yetzer Hara that says, you're no good anyway.